You are in front of the Centre Culturel du Vieux Elmer, which houses the Cabaret La Basoche and the Espace Pierre Dubin. This stone building, completed in 1852, is the second courthouse erected on this site. A first building erected in 1842 burned down only 3 years after its construction. By 1852, this new building, including the county recorder's office and the jail, nicknamed The Hole because of its cold, damp walls. When the court moved to Hull in 1897, the government donated the courthouse to the municipality, which then used it as a city hall, fire station, and municipal library before converting it to a cultural center. Historian Michel Mondou tells us the story of François-Xavier Séguin, known as La Déroute, who was executed in Elmer in the last public hanging in Canada.
Attention.
Attention, attention, ladies and gentlemen and children. The spirit of the hanged man is always present.
158 years ago, a hanging took place here, on the property west of the Centre Culturel du Vieux Elmer. Right here, a poor, illiterate man was executed in front of a furious crowd.
Since he had his leg amputated, François-Xavier Séguin, known as La Déroute, had lost his mind somewhat. He lived off his catch and often slept under the stars.
One day, he caught Guillaume Larocque stealing his fishing nets from Brewery Creek in Hull. He warned him that if he caught him at it again, he'd make him regret it.
On June 20th, 1863, he caught Guillaume Larocque messing with his fishing nets again. An argument ensued, and La Déroute hit Larocque on the head with an oar.
Stunned, Larocque fell into the water and drowned.
La Déroute boasted that he'd taken care of Larocque, who left a widow and 9 children.
There was no doubt that La Déroute was guilty. He was immediately arrested and accused of Larocque's murder. Based on the opinion of 3 doctors, the defense argued that he was not of sound mind.
Father Michel of Elmer, Father Jean Guette of Pointe-Gatineau, and Mayor Hohegan of Templeton testified that he was impaired and that he was not responsible for his actions.
On July 17, 1863, in front of an angry crowd and an already convinced jury, Judge Émile Lafontaine sentenced him to be hanged.
On October 2nd, at 10 a.m., La Déroute was dragged by 2 men to the gallows, painted red, built west of the courthouse.
The sun was hidden behind the clouds. A misty rain was falling on the village. The bell tolled 7 times, indicating that a man was about to be executed. Since there was no executioner, the task was assigned to a prisoner from Kingston in exchange for his freedom. This was the only hanging in Elmer and the last public hanging in Canada. All this for a fishing story gone wrong. Intriguing, isn't it?